Don't waste our breath. Keep observing. But don't be over-focused. Just do it in a relaxing manner. Just observe the breath casually. We handle our mind like we're handling a leadership. We should not get hold of it too strongly, because the shik would die. So when we observe our mind, don't grasp it too hard, don't observe it too strongly. Just think of the mind as a shik. Actually, as a very naughty shik. When we practice, we'll eventually see our true or authentic self. Why we thought that we are quite a good person, really, but in fact, the true nature might not be as good as we thought we were. Everything that we do, we have this sense of self hidden behind. Everything we do, it's only serve ourselves, serve our ego. So when we practice, we get to see how bad we actually are. We get to see the harm of defilements hidden in our heart. Do we all know what desire or greed is? Some people have this temperament of greedy. Everything they have an eye on, they want it. They want to own it. Even sometimes they hear some people is playing the tamra on the radio, and they hear it. They was just think, oh, I have it also. I have it even better version. Just everything is in comparison with others. But having desire or greed is natural. Everybody has it. Just see, just know when it happens. But some of the defilements, we can't really see it at first. It's really subtle. Sometimes it has to get really strong first and before we can actually see it or notice it. It's okay. The more we practice, the faster we get the mindfulness to happen, and the faster we detect the defilements. Many people have angry temperament. Their emotions, their feelings, their experience are very, very harsh, very strong. But for them, it's said that wisdom happens easier because everything is so harsh. They see a really harsh comparison, differences. But for greed, it's more difficult because it causes you to feel attached and wanting and longing. So it's more difficult to distance yourself from it. So if we practice more and more, for example, if the anger arises, you can just detect it really fast. So it just in the form of irritation, rather than allowing it to grow into the full-blown anger. But sometimes it takes too long to notice, so that there's a delayed effect. So practice often so you can catch the anger when it's really small. Long Paul, he's telling about his experience long time ago when he just got out of his room and there was a sunlight hitting his eyes. He got irritated. He felt the anger started to arise. Being angry at the sunlight. but he could detect it really fast. So it's just a very small irritation. So the more we practice, we get to see a more delicate and subtle defilements. For example, if we have satisfaction or feel being in a good environment, having good experiences or sense pleasures, or when we experience something negative to our senses, or even when our mind is too scattered or very busy, everything would happen just like in wave forms, and we could detect it really early before it becomes a full-blown defilement. How many of us have so many things in life that we have to take care of during the day or even in one moment? We have to multitasking, right? Let's observe in our mind is very busy, very scattered and wavering. The mind runs out through all these sense doors all the time. But we are too busy observing when it runs out, and we being neglectful to what happens in our mind. We need to be able to detect those that happen in our mind, regardless how small it is. Because if we ignore it or we neglect it, it will become the full-blown defilements, and we let it out through the doors, like showing our anger to other people. Our minds create realms, different states all the time. And we have facades or persona with very different type of people that we have to interact with. For example, we act differently with friends, different from when we have to contact or communicate with our subordinates. So we put on fronts or facades when we interact with different people. So it's like we creating the realm in our mind that we have to behave accordingly. So we have greed or desires all the time. So we accumulate defilements all the time. And these become hindrances, keeping us stuck in different realms, making it difficult for us to detach ourselves from the world. Only through wisdom from practicing that we can detach ourselves. Different levels of enlightenment can eliminate these attachment. If we get the first level of enlightenment, we can get rid of two types of defilements. The first is the wrong view about having the self. Everybody believe that there's actually a self within us. But the sense of self doesn't exist all the time. It comes and goes as well. And the second one, that the first level of enlightenment wisdom would eliminate is the false will about questioning the teaching of the Buddha. We will no longer have question or curiosity whether the teaching is correct or what is the path. It's not like we're questioning the path to go to certain places, but it's the path to enlightenment. And it's not like we can ask people what it is really, because different people have different experiences. And they may just come up with their own terminology from their own understanding, which is totally false. So the elimination of the question of the path happens when you become the stream enterer. You will no longer question whether the path that the Buddha taught us is the path to the true liberation. This knowledge doesn't reserve only for monks. It could be anyone. When we become the stream enterer, we will know who is actually the true disciple of the Buddha, who is walking the right path, whether being the lay person or monks. We'll be certain that the path of the teaching is leading us to true liberation, to the purification. We will have a strong and solid belief in the teaching that it would bring us to true liberation. And we will be able to distinguish what is actually the right practice or beliefs. And being able to distinguish what is necessary or not is not necessary. For example, being a vegan or vegetarian, should it be dedicated to our practice or to walking the path of liberation? Actually, the Buddha is teaching us to eat food, nutrients. We don't distinguish or differentiate types of food or sustenance. And he's teaching us to consume with common sense, sensibly. Shouldn't follow the self-indulgence or go to another extreme of self-mortification. So some beliefs that we have heard before might not be the right one that dedicate or induce liberation or nirvana. Saying that everybody nowadays has it easy, all the masters in the past have to really went through extra mile. They had to suffer and being really persevere in that practice. Even for Long Pa, in the past he had to take a series of transportation to get to the masters. These days we have it really easy, all the convenience that we have these days. So the only thing left for us is to keep on practicing. Don't be lazy. Keep observing your body and mind, seeing the mind when it wanders off, see when it has wholesome or unwholesome feelings. The only obstacle is you being or negligent, neglectful to observe. Everybody knows all the defilements within our hearts. Everybody knows what greed or craving is or anger is. Jealousy, anxiety, irritation,
เนี่ยแต่ละตัวแต่ละตัวเรารู้ได้รู้จัก
all these emotions
รู้จักเสียงไม่เสียง
we know
เบื่อ
we see it before
ไม่เหมือนกันไหมไม่เหมือนกันมีดีกรีที่แตกต่าง
Each of them has different degrees or levels of intensity. And each has its own characteristics and nature. So keep observing your emotions. Don't be neglectful. Observe often.For the elderly people, when you started thinking that all your children never come visit, and you felt sad or angry, just know self. But when you feel jealous that your people, your children, spend their time with other people rather than you, just know self.Just see every possible emotions that arise in your mind, in your heart. Or even when you feel like you're brave, if it's in a negative way, is it you're being egotistic or you're being bold? So there are a lot ofdifferent degrees and intensity. In Thai language, there are so many words describing these different intensities of feelings. Lung Po used to collect or jot down all these emotions. He had roughly like 200 or 300 words describing all the emotions. But regardless of what it is, it comes and goes. Everything happens for a reason and from a cause. Because there's contact, then emotion arises. It appears and then eventually disappears. Your mind can also create something up out of the blue. Like for example, while you're sitting and some people's face might pop up in your mind out of nowhere. And then it reminded you that you have vengeful feelings toward the person. So the anger arises automatically because of that.This type of experience can happen as well. That's something that the mind created out of the blue. You can't really control it. You don't really have a say in the happening or in the experiences. Another example is just if you fall in love with another person and then just happen to know later that the person already has someone in their life, you feel angry, you wanted to cut all the ties, but then when the person comes and all begging and sweet to you, you just turn back to the person. So you don't really have control over your emotions. Even though you want to cut the tie, you don't want to feel love towards the person anymore, you can't really control it. Because it will come back if it wants to. It's beyond your control. What we observe is that when it arrives and when it disappears. So among the three characteristics, you can see either one of the characteristics. And either one of them can lead you to enlightenment. So our homework is try to observe our body and mind. Don't try to interfere with the phenomena. So he said, he already given the homework, so we don't have to submit it, right? So this man, he sees the phenomena, but he doesn't see the three characteristics. So Lumpa advises him to observe when the changes of these phenomena. See when the feelings or emotions change from one thing to another. He needs to observe it more often, more frequently. And sometimes he needs to teach the mind. So purposely guided to think that everything is impermanent, is fleeting. Just guide it to think about the three characteristics. So this person asked whether what is more suitable for him among the three of the three characteristics. So Lumpa said, you really don't have any control whether what angle you would observe. You can't really choose it, because the mind would observe it by itself. And he said that he can see and understand happiness. He can also see the unhappiness, but he doesn't feel really within his heart that is a suffering. So Lumpa said, happiness is actually not happiness in nature. It's suffering that is lesser than unhappiness or other type of suffering. It's just the intensity or the different degrees, but everything is suffering. To see the changes in degrees or in levels of intensities. And when the mind gets lost, all the suffering or even happiness disappear, right? So the boy is teasing the girl whether she's afraid of ghosts. And she said, not the ghost, but the gecko. The boy said, well, doesn't matter because you have to stay another night anyway. So he said, if she can only hear the sound but not seeing the gecko itself, he can ask someone to bring it to her kuti. Lumpa said, the old master used to teach the disciples, if they're afraid of anything or something, just go to the place to practice. So sometimes they chase their disciples to go into the forest so they can encounter big animals like tigers or elephants. But if they get sleepy too often, they chase that disciple to sit on a very high place, risking falling down. In the time of old masters, they would go to the mountain and sitting by the edge of the cliff. So they'll be more careful when they get sleepy. So Lumpa said, actually, things that make us afraid or stress us out is actually good for our practice. But he said, gecko is nothing really, because you can just hear it from far away. But ghost is actually more frightening, because you can't really see them. They might be just sitting right next to you right now. So he said, when you get scared or really frightened of something, it's really good for your practice, because you would think of the Buddha or something to help you, and your mind would be focused. In this temple, there's a lot of ghosts, actually. So he's telling the girl to keep observing your mind, be diligent in your practice, think of the Buddha, and you will see the ghosts within your mind. So this person, she sees the changes within her heart. Last night she stayed up all night observing. But she said in the middle of the night, her Gilead told her to just stop it and go back, go to bed. And she can also see the fear, fearing of the dark. And then her mind went to the Buddha and started chanting, and the fear dissipates. So Yongpo said one of the reasons that the fear disappeared because the emotion changed from fearing to chanting, thinking of the Buddha. He suggested her to continue chanting or saying prayer within her mind. He said the person is trying to control her mind to stay still. This is interfering. It's not the way to practice. Just know that you are controlling. Last time she got the suggestion to observe her body. And so she observed the body while she's working, doing her routine. She could see the suffering within her body. And then eventually she saw the changes within her mind. And the more she sees the suffering within the mind, she gets bored. And she started to feel the suffering within the mind. When she goes to the market, she sees the greed, the wanting. She can also see the suffering when she breathes and doing the sitting meditation. And while she's doing the sitting meditation, she thought of when Longpo talked about meeting a master, asking him about did the leg complain that they hurt when you were doing the sitting meditation for too long. And her mind noticed the suffering, the fluctuation in the middle of her chest. Eventually she saw that there's actually no self within anything, not even in the suffering, not within the self, the body and mind. And her mind became happy, realizing that there's no self. But she sees also that the happiness arises and it disappears, and everything becomes normal. He asked whether she knows that her mind is off base. It's kind of come out to the front. But what she's doing right now is very good in terms of practice. Just keep on doing so. The last time he submitted homework was last year. He sees that his mind is stronger and be more impartial. He feels stronger. And Longpo said he's doing correctly. So he's complimenting the first person that submitted homework, that she's doing very well. Just keep on observing that there's no self in anything. When the mind becomes tired, just come back to the breath. Give it some rest and then come out to observe again. So this person just feel that he's enjoying the practice more and more every day. So Longpo said it's good that he's diligent in the practicing. Just keep on practicing, observing the body. If you can't observe the mind or assess the mind, just come back to the body. You can also use saying prayer or chanting, giving more energy to the mind, give it some rest, and then come back out to observe the changes again. So Longpo said, today we have lots of good practitioners with us. But he said, you should be aware if the mind goes off base. If it goes out to the front and spreads out. So let's try breathing, trying to bring the mind back. Just do it in a relaxing manner and the mind would come back to base automatically. So this is the first time for this person. We started by trying to be aware. We just started a week ago, really. So he said when he has the awareness come up, he feels that everything is light, light in terms of weight. And he noticed that he sleep less during the night. Lampa said it's nothing to be concerned. It's really natural because the mind is have enough energy, so it doesn't sleep or it doesn't rest that much. So it might be awake during the night, but the body is actually resting. He would like to get some suggestion on his formal practice. He would like to get some suggestion on his formal practice. And Lompa said, just go find it yourself because you should be able to find it. He said his aggregates are separated out. Can he notice that the mind and the body is separated? He said it's not that clear, but he can actually see when the mind moves. So Lompa said if he's more keen on observing the mind, just keep that as use that as his main principle practice. Or he can also chanting Buddha, and if the happiness arises, just know so. Or if the mind becomes scattered, just know so. But if the mind becomes scattered, just stop it for a while. Okay, so number 9. The Lompa said he's over focusing, but can he see that? He said he does know that, he's trying to fix it. So Lompa said he's getting better actually, but there's still some left. So does he know that he's trying to constrain himself right now? Try to suppress himself from being nervous? Just know that this is happening, but his mind is bright, really bright. Just keep on practicing. But he used to over-focus really strongly, really firmly, but now he's getting better. This is the first time of this lady, but she's been practicing for 4 to 5 years now. While she's observing, she feels like she gets stuck here and there all the time along the way. She just uses her patience to overcome it. But Lompa said it's really natural. You will get stuck here and there all the time along the way. Unless you're the fully enlightened one, you will always get stuck in different realms. Just know when we're doing incorrectly, and when we know what's incorrect, it will be correct immediately. She said when her mind is strong enough, stable enough, she can see something's trying to pop out, fluctuate in the middle of her chest. Lompa said, you don't need to know what it is. You don't have to categorize or name it. Just know that this is the thing that is happening right now. She said she is trying to understand it, to name it, to know what it is, and just really get exhausted. So Lompa said, it's not important. You just need to know that it is happening, but you don't need to know what it is called. So she said, when she has to be among people, lots of people, and interact with them, it's very exhausting. Is it because her concentration level is not good enough? So Lompa said, yeah, it's really draining. You need to come back to do to increase concentration, gain more strength and energy. And sometimes when your mind is really agile, it goes out and notice other people's minds. She said she noticed that, and it's really exhausting to her. She used to avoid doing concentration or samatha meditation, but now she sees the benefits of it. She sees it how it is very essential to her practice. She's trying to do it more. She said when she has to interact with people whose mind is really scattered, what would be his suggestion? Lompa said, just try to avoid connecting the mind with the person. Don't try to identify with the person. So Lompa said, he himself used to do that in the past. It's not only that he's connecting with the mind of the other people, he could sometimes hear what they were thinking in their mind. And he consulted this with Longpu Thet, because it was really draining, really exhausting. When he went to the mall or very busy public places, his brain got so hurt. He had such a terrible headache. So he consulted that with Longpu Thet, and Longpu told him that it was because his mind is not strong enough just yet. The quality of the mind wasn't strong enough then. When it became stronger, it would have the control over whether he would connect with other people mentally. But another thing is, he shouldn't be interested in connecting, in that connection, because the mind would be more and more interested in going out and reaching out. It's really risky if the mind is interested in reaching out, because then it will be too neglectful to come back and observe itself. Her job is relating to hearing things, and it involves sounds. Seems like she's a musician of some types. So she has to send out through her ears and through the sense doors all the time, and send to the eyes to observe the notes, to read the notes, and feel the hands playing. She felt that she has to send out all the time. And when the awareness comes out that her mind goes out through these sense doors, she got irritated and tried to pull back. So Lompa said she shouldn't pull it back, because if she purposely pulls it back, she might not be able to play. She's curious whether she can practice during her daily life if she has to go out through the sense doors all the time. Lompa said she's doing it right now. This is the way to practice, to integrate practice into her routine. Just observe when the mind goes up and knows when it comes back.
When
She sees that everything, all the aggregates are separated. She's wondering if she has to pull it back to make it integrate again for work. And Lopa said, no. Just know that it is separated. It's actually good for practice. And she's doing it correctly, involving it in her routine, in her daily life. And Paul suggests her to be more careful with the mind being interested in reaching out, because she can lose control over that easily, and it will be an obstacle to her practice because the mind wouldn't come back to observe itself, to observe the body and mind. It would just stay out. And it's prone to be busy and scattered. So she said she hasn't submitted homework for quite some time now. She seems to make so little progress. So Lompa said, don't worry about that. There's some progress, in fact. We cannot force the mind to progress or to attain enlightenment. What we have to do is to keep on practicing, be persevere. If we don't achieve within this lifetime, there's also always another lifetime. And then another lifetime and another. We have to uphold the precepts, keep on practicing. No matter how many lifetimes it would take, we have to keep on practicing. We are walking the path, and so we are getting closer to the enlightenment every day. So this is the first time for this person. He listened to the CD and he practices every day. But he doesn't know if he's practicing correctly. So he's not sure whether he would like to continue. He wants to, but he's not sure if he should. So Lompa said, can he see the anger hidden in his mind and the defilement trying to tell him to stop practicing? If he notice and be aware of this defilement, he's walking the path and he's doing it correctly. So it doesn't matter what type or what nature of the defilement is. Just be aware of it. Don't turn around, don't turn back, or don't stop. Just keep on. So he sometimes uses putta. He can see why he's driving that the mind goes off to thinking. So it's like changing directly from putta to thinking. So he's not sure whether chanting putta is thinking. Vipassana is actually practicing correctly that way, because he knows the changes of the mind. It's focusing on one thing and then it goes off to thinking, and then when you are aware it comes back. Just observe every single experience separately, just see the changes from one thing to another. The key is to be able to detect the changes and to understand that it's beyond our control and it would keep on changing forever. Everything is beyond our control. You don't have a say. And he said, many times his thinking is very unwholesome and he doesn't like it.
ไม่ได้ใส่ใจกับมันอยู่ว่าผมซึมซับความชั่วมากก็เลยคิดอย่างนั้นนะ
Sometimes he's aware of it, it just disappeared. Is he accustomed to all this unwholesomeness? No, I said, well, it could be that you're getting used to it, but be aware of it. The mind is being too ignorant to the unwholesomeness. Don't allow it to overtake your mind. Try to keep hold of the to uphold the precepts. Be aware of the defilements. Just know that it can come up by itself. Be aware of it. Just be more alert and be more conscious of the formations. There's a lot of angers hidden within his heart, but he might be used to it or try to suppress it too much. Don't do that. Just allow your mind to work naturally and allow the mind to act naturally, be in the present moment. Don't get bored too easily. Okay, so that's the last person.